On Tuesday, September 8, 2026, investor notification services including Sue Wall Street and securities litigation firm, SBS Law issued formal notices setting an October 30, 2026, lead plaintiff application deadline for shareholders of York Space Systems, Inc. NYSE, YSS. The class action suit, filed in federal court on behalf of investors who purchased York securities, alleges that executive leadership made materially false and misleading statements regarding the flight readiness of its satellite platforms and concealed operational software deficiencies tied to key Space Development Agency, SDA, defense manifests. Class action context and lead plaintiff deadline parameters. The legal notices establish the statutory timeframe under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act, PSLRA, for institutional and retail investors seeking to direct the class action. Shareholders who suffered financial losses exceeding threshold limits have until October 30, 2026, to file motions requesting appointment as lead plaintiff to represent the class. The legal action stems from short seller reports published by Wolfpack Research in mid-2026, which claimed that York delivered non-functional spacecraft to orbit and faced contract modifications from the Pentagon. These claims triggered severe market volatility, reversing shareholder value gains made following preliminary legal scrutiny initiated against York leadership in June 2026. Alleged software failures and defense procurement impacts. The complaint alleges that York Space Systems misled defense buyers and public market investors concerning its software integration standards and manufacturing throughput. According to court filings, specific operational and regulatory allegations include incomplete flight software delivery. Allegations state that York delivered satellite buses for national security missions with incomplete or non-functional flight control software, resulting in operational delays for military communications networks. Deceptive contract bidding. Management allegedly exaggerated automated assembly throughput and flight heritage to win high-value prime contracts under the SDA's Proliferated Warfighter Space Architecture, PWSA. Material revenue misstatements. The lawsuit asserts that executive disclosures failed to reflect the financial impact of contract cancellations and software remediations, masking risks to the company's projected annual earnings. SDA proliferated architecture and industrial expansion. The legal challenge strikes at a central contractor in the Department of Defense's shift toward proliferated low Earth orbit, PLEO, constellations. Unlike legacy defense primes, commercial entrants like York were selected to mass-produce small satellites at high cadences to ensure orbital redundancy. To meet these high-rate assembly demands, York previously engaged in aggressive vertical integration, including the acquisition of space solar manufacturer Solsteel in May 2026 and ground infrastructure provider Atlas Space Operations. These integrations were designed to build upon earlier operational deployment successes on the SDA Tranche 1 transport layer mission. However, the securities lawsuit asserts that internal assembly line expansion outpaced flight qualification standards for mission software. Executive leadership viewpoint. Prior to the legal filings, York Space Systems leadership emphasized the company's focus on high-rate satellite manufacturing for military customers. Confirming health so quickly across 21 satellites is proof that York's high-rate production paired with disciplined mission operations delivers results, stated Melanie Pracer, Vice President and General Manager of York Space Systems. This success further highlights York's central role in enabling the DoD's vision for a proliferated architecture that ensures resilience and decision advantage for the warfighter. Legal roadmap and strategic outlook. Following the passage of the October 30, 2026, lead plaintiff deadline, the presiding federal court will designate lead counsel and select the primary plaintiff to oversee the litigation. York Space Systems continues to manage operational commitments across active civil and defense satellite manifests while preparing its legal defense against the class action claims.